Welcome to the Generations Broadcast. My name is Kevin Swanson, homeschool father of five. Also a pastor of a church out in Elizabeth, Colorado, Steve Voss, with me in studio, homeschool father of six, and elder of a church north of Parker.
Yeah, in Parker. Yeah, we're a little closer to the front lines than you are.
There you are. Yeah, exactly. Not quite as distant from the fall of Western civilization, but you're salvaging people. You're grabbing them.
Out of Saudi Aurora. Yeah, that's
exactly. Okay, today we've got some interesting stuff here. This is from the news and something we've been watching for quite some time. Something we're very interested in because we are a small church in the Colorado area. And this is a story we've been following now for a couple of years. You remember the churches kicked out of public buildings, public schools in New York City, maybe 3 years ago, two, three years ago.
Yeah.
That was appealed. Apparently, it was at one point, at one judge said, no way, no way. You can't kick these churches out. That was appealed to a federal appeals court. And the federal appeals court upheld the New York City ban on worship services in public schools. That just came out just a day or two ago. And this, I believe, is land shaking. This is something that we need to pay attention to right now, because I think it's going to affect the church in America. The church in America is undergoing a level of persecution. And this is a huge concern for us. The 2-1 vote, a reversal of the 2012 injunction against the city, comes amid a decades-long battle between church leaders and city officials. The plaintiff's attorneys say they are considering appealing once more to the Supreme Court of the United States. My guess is the Supreme Court of the United States will not take it up. But we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. In its decision to reverse the 2012 permanent injunction ruling of Manhattan federal judge Loretta Preska, the three-judge panel concluded that the board's prohibition was consistent with its constitutional duties. And Preska wrongly concluded that withholding permits for worship services at school facilities during off hours was a violation of the free exercise and establishment religion clauses of the First Amendment. They took it the other direction. The First Amendment prohibits New York City from singling out worship services and excluding them from empty school buildings, reads a response to the ruling by Alliance Defending Freedom, Senior Counsel Jordan Lawrence, who, by the way, we've had on the program before. The reason is because the buildings are generally available to all individuals and community groups for any activity pertaining to the welfare of the community. So this is the argument from ADF. The Court of Appeals should be applauded for doing the right thing, and the Department of Education, the new administration, should stand strong and prevent our public schools from being converted into churches, said Donna Lieberman, executive director of the New York City Liberties Union. She called it a victory for religious freedom. So there you have it. Here is John Walker, who dissented. He said, in my view, the Board of Education's policy that disallows religious worship services after hours in public schools, limited public fora that are otherwise open to all, violates the free exercise clause, et cetera, et cetera. But see, it's a religious liberty issue, and it's being battled out in the courts right now. On the one hand, the liberals believe that this is a means by which prayer and worship services are happening on public property, and that is rejected. That's rejected by the appeals court. So, Steve, I think this is going to bear badly upon future churches, and here's the reason. The reason is that it's online churches that have the buildings, the liberal churches that have the buildings. If you're a pro-homosexual, pro-abortion church, you're probably an online church, and you've had your real estate for many, many, many years, and you own the big buildings, the big churches in Denver, big buildings in Chicago, the big buildings in Denver and New York City, and they're the ones that are compromising. The compromisers, those who have synthesized, those who have encouraged the apostasy of the modern day, and are getting behind all of the destruction of Christian morality and the Christian church in the 21st century are those that own the property. It's the poor churches, the immigrant churches, the inner city street preaching churches. It's the few genuine repentant sinners that gather together, the churches that need Christ, the churches that are really seeing lives change, that are meeting in these rented facilities, and now they're being kicked out onto the streets. Now, the other option for them is home churching. But home churching has another problem, and that is the local petty tyrants and the zoning commissions. Didn't we deal with that last week?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So you've got all these issues. Churches are being persecuted. These little churches are being persecuted out of existence. And, of course, the old line churches are saying good riddance. We want to see a destruction of the Christian church in the Western world, certainly in terms of any church that believes in Christ. believes that Christ saves us from our sins and the breaking of God's laws. The mainline churches do not want to see the gospel of Jesus Christ survive in the 21st century. And for that reason, they're going to persecute us. Their judges will persecute us. Their local planning commissions will do their best to see that house churches will be eliminated. And we may have to move to China if we're going to do the house church thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little safer there right now, or yeah. Russia. Yeah, so yeah, we started off as a house church.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, so mm-hmm. we became a mega.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we became a mega house church.
We got seven families.
That's right. Yeah. Seven homeschool families is that's a lot of people, and so we're now in Parker in a little office space. So
your options, as I see it, if you're getting kicked out of public facilities, is to house church. That's difficult. Number two, it's to rent a storefront full time, which is what you do. But yep. for most churches, that's pretty tough because a lot of these storefront facilities would cost you, you know, $50,000 a year or $100,000 a year. And these poor churches have a hard time meeting that bill. The other option is to meet in a car or a bus. That's what the Vietnamese churches do.
Yeah.
You know, nowadays, because they don't know if they're singing. They can't tell.
That's right.
They say so, their mouths are moving. You know,
so if they get bigger, they hear it. They go to a semi.
They go to a semi. Yeah.
We got a bigger church than you do.
Yeah, we
meet in a semi.
We meet in a semi, and we, yeah. we travel around the city worshiping God together. Yeah. Well, is America turning into 80-70 Jerusalem? Is America doing its best to squeeze freedom, free enterprise, and the free exercise of religion out of existence? Is that going to happen in America? Steve, this is one reason why we built our own building, and we did it way out here. We had to. It pushed us out of the metro area, because if we were to buy or to build in the metro area, it would cost us about $2.5 to $3 million.
Yeah.
And no way could we ever approach that. We would never be able to pay anything like that off for another 15, 20, 25 years. It would be something we could not do. So we moved out here to the very edge of civilization. We moved out to Elbert County because we could build a church building much cheaper out here, and we would have a facility for God's people. I saw this coming. This is what I told everybody a year ago. It was almost exactly a year ago. I stood up in the cafeteria of a public school, which we were renting at the time, and I said, we don't have much more time left here. And part of the reason is because these schools sport their programs and their posters that are endorsed by GLSEN.
Yes.
GLSEN signs and GLSEN programs are promoted in the same schools where we preach against that, where we say, no, you cannot promote that with your 6 and 7, 8 year old kids. That's a travesty. It's a moral travesty to do anything like that. So we stood up and said, you can't do that in American public schools. I don't think we could coexist with GLSEN's organizations in the same building without meeting something of a persecuting force, at least from the school districts, whether it be in the Denver metro area or out in New York City. Steve, I think churches that preach the word of God, that believe the word of God, are not going to survive in public schools.
Oh, no, no. Even Satan and the public schools understand that a house divided against itself can't stand. And so if you have a church in there preaching against what they are for, they understand that
it's
they can't
do that. It's going to push churches into the rural areas, as it has with us. It's going to push families into home churches and house churches. They may have to sneak around a bit, as they do in China. You may have to time your arrivals and things. You may have to do things like that. It's going to be more difficult. Why? Because American governments, from the local level to the state to the federal levels, are bound and determined to persecute Christian churches across this country. I think it's happening right now. Now, granted, that's not every church, but it's going to happen increasingly, I believe, in the United States. We're seeing that happen before us. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment with more of the Generations Broadcast. This is Kevin Smith. Hey dads, is it time to get away with your sons to build those relationships? Remember, fruitful relationships is what it takes to have a fruitful life. How you disciple your son has everything to do with the relationship you have with your son. So don't miss a once-in-a-lifetime experience at our Father-Son Retreat at the Crooked Creek Ranch in the Colorado Rockies this August. This year, we will be featuring speakers like Scott Brown, Dan Einerson, Mike Chappa, Steve Vaughn, and yours truly from the Generations Radio program. You'll enjoy outdoor activities, training sessions, including wilderness first aid, mountain survival, blood tracking, as well as sports activities, swimming, high ropes course, rock climbing walls, kayaking, and hiking in the beautiful Colorado Rockies. And we're cutting the price for the 2014 Father-Son Retreat. It all happens August 28th to the 31st at the most fabulous retreat center in the Colorado Rockies. Register today for our Father-Son Retreat at check.org. That's C-H-E-C.org. That's check.org under Check Events on the web. Or call toll-free 877-842-2432. That's 877-842-2432. And we're back on the Generations broadcast. Kevin Swanson, Steve Vaughn, also in studio. And today, we're talking about what's happening with the increased persecution of churches in New York City as the Federal Appeals Court upholds New York City's ban on worship services at public schools there. And will this filter into other liberal cities across America? Of course. Liberal cities are blue. They're blue for a reason. And they're blue because they're liberal. And they're liberal because, well, cities are liberal. So it's what happens when governments increase power and governmental centralized systems start to encourage the dissolution of family. And as governments displace families in these major metro areas, you're going to see that nuclear family, the functional families, functional churches increasingly persecuted in these blue areas. So what's going to happen? Will Christians have to move? Here's an interesting article from Pat Buchanan. This came out just this weekend. Whose side is God on now? And it's interesting, Steve, because I think the kingdom is taking more of an international flavor. We're certainly seeing something of a diaspora happening.
Yeah.
You know what the diaspora is.
Yeah, spreading out, spreading. Dispersion. Yeah.
And we're seeing that dispersion of Christianity and the Christian faith, which means that Christians are going to be everywhere. They're going to be around the world, all over the place. But the concentration here in the United States, less and less. Here's, again, an article from Pat Buchanan. Considering the issue of Russia and what's happening with Putin and Putin's accusations against the United States, here's a quoted speech from the former KGB chief Putin. And again, this is in Pat Buchanan's recent editorial. Quote, here is Putin. Many Euro-Atlantic countries have moved away from their roots, including Christian values. Policies are being pursued that place on the same level a multi-child family and a same-sex partnership, a faith in God and a belief in Satan. This is the path to degradation. It's what Putin is saying.
Wow.
And he's right.
Yeah.
This is a path to degradation. This is how Western civilization unravels. Friends, you can't have a society where homosexuals are raising the kids and not having kids because they don't have kids.
Right.
And where the rest are aborting their kids and using the abortifacients funded by Obamacare. And where the single parent rate is over 50% and where the divorce rate is higher than it's ever been, according to a story I just read a couple days ago, and where the shack-up rate is 10 times what it was in 1970. Okay, that society doesn't survive. That society collapses. A society without a halfway functional nuclear family just doesn't survive. And that's what Putin is saying here. In the new war of beliefs, according to Pat Buchanan, Putin is saying it's Russia that's on God's side. The West is Gomorrah. Putin is plugging into some of the modern world's most powerful currents. Not only is in his defiance of what much of the world sees as America's arrogant drive for global hegemony, not only in his tribal defense of lost Russians left behind when the USSR disintegrated, he is also tapping into the worldwide revulsion of and resistance to the sewage of a hedonistic, secular, and social revolution coming out of the West. Okay, that's Pat Buchanan. Let's see. This writer was startled to read in the January-February newsletter from the Social Conservative World Council of Families in Rockford, Illinois, that of the 10 best trends in the world in 2013, number one was Russia emerging as the pro-family leader. It's amazing. In 2013, the Kremlin imposed a ban on homosexual propaganda, a ban on abortion advertising, a ban on abortions after 12 weeks, and a ban on sacrilegious insults to religious believers. Wow. Now, they quote Alan Carlson, Do you know who Alan Carlson is?
No.
Alan Carlson spoke as a keynote at our Family Economics Conference last week.
Oh, wow.
Okay? Our keynote. Okay, Alan Carlson is heading up the World Council of Families, which, by the way, is doing a conference in Moscow in September, attended by Mike Donnelly, Mike Ferris, and a lot of our friends. So just be aware of that.
Yeah.
So Alan Carlson is being quoted in the Pat Buchanan article, and he writes, while the other superpowers march towards a pagan worldview, Russia is defending Judeo-Christian values. During the Soviet era, Western communists flocked to Moscow. This year, World Congress of Families 7 will be held in Moscow, September 10th to the 12th. And here, again, is Pat Buchanan. Will Vladimir Putin give the keynote? In the new ideological Cold War, whose side is God on now? That's the question left by Pat Buchanan. In this article, came out April 4th, 2014, last weekend. Okay, so interesting stuff, huh? Now, I'm not sure I'm attending this conference in Moscow. I might. But I know Mike Ferris and Mike Donnelly are going to be there. That's what they tell me. And there are going to be a lot of homeschoolers there from across Europe and Russia. Some of the homeschoolers are coming down from different areas of Russia. And, you know, we did have that homeschool conference in St. Petersburg a couple of weeks ago. And some of those folks are attending the World Council of Families on September 10th to the 12th as well. They told us so. So, what's happening in Russia? Wow, it may be the beginning of something great. What's happening in America? Well, we're heading the wrong direction.
Yeah.
And doing so at a faster pace all the time. We are undermining our moral base faster than I think any other country has done so in recent history anyway.
Yeah, I think the question of the day is, why are we moving so fast? Why is it getting hotter? And what am I doing in this handbasket?
And where am I going?
That's right.
The communists virtually destroyed the family, though.
Yeah, which is surprising that Putin is actually saying anything
now,
like
this.
I think there's a
level of repentance going on here. Because remember, Marx was an atheist. And Marxism was atheism. And that atheism is pushed very, very hard in communist China today. And it was pushed very, very hard under the Soviets. And they were communists. And they didn't like to refer to God, as Putin likes to refer to God. And they did their best to destroy the family. Now, what happens is, occasionally, a society that took in communism or took in some of these horrific systems that destroyed the family in order to aggrandize the state will wake up and they'll realize what's happened. Because if they don't wake up soon enough, guess what happens? You destroy the family, you destroy the family, you destroy the family. Pretty soon, you have no civilization.
Right.
But it's interesting that civilizations actually do wake up from time to time. And it may be because God providentially, by grace or by his common grace, enables somebody to wake up and realize what they've done to their country. So it could be that Russia will recover. It's interesting. This kind of shocked me. They have one of the highest abortion rates in the world. They have a higher abortion rate than America.
Wow.
But they're discouraging it right now. They're doing their best to discourage abortion. And that's, again, coming out of the Soviet disparagement of the family. And communism and socialism, as we have experienced here in America, does what it can to destroy the family unit. It replaces it with a socialist state, with Social Security, with inheritance taxation, with the encouragement of abortion and the destruction of the nuclear family. That's what the safe sex programs that Planned Parenthood teaches in the public schools is all about.
Yeah.
So they've been doing that in Russia through the 70s and through the 80s. They managed to destroy the family as best as they possibly could. Now, Putin is saying, I wonder if we could salvage Russia as a nation. And in order to salvage Russia as a nation, we may have to recover the nuclear family. In fact, we will have to recover the nuclear family. Whether or not Russia will be successful, I don't know. I would say Russia's got a better shot at it right now than America does.
Yeah, it seems like I read something or heard something a while back that actually Russia was giving tax breaks to people who had more than two children or, you know, for the children that they're having. So they are becoming pro-family.
Yeah, I can't think of a leader in America. I mean, an important leader in America. Not one. I can't think of a single one. Not one single important leader in America that I would say is pro-family and is committed to saving this nation by saving the family in America. I can't think of a single important leader in America. There's James Dobson. Okay. He's back to a basement operation like ours.
Yeah.
More or less. Okay. There's a few guys like us in basements trying to salvage the nuclear family, but the leaders in America couldn't care less. I'm talking about the important leaders, the guys who are important in the Congress and the Senate and the presidencies and the governorships.
Yeah.
They just don't care about the nuclear family. They won't do what it takes to salvage the nuclear family. That's the way America is going. Now, it's possible there are some states that may be salvaged, like Texas, for example.
Yeah.
Has made some important movements in the right direction. So, but on a national level, it's not going in a good direction, Steve.
Yeah.
It's going in the worst possible direction. No, I don't see hope for America as a nation. I do see hope for decentralized states. That's why it's important to be involved at a state level. Well, I'm not discouraging being involved at a national level, but in terms of success, I don't think that's going to happen. Here's the good news, though. The good news is that there are homeschool conferences happening in Russia.
Yes.
That's good news. That's really good news.
That's really good news.
And they're extremely open to it. They're just so excited about what we're giving them. They've invited people like myself and Jeff Botkin and Scott Davidson and some of the most outstanding pro-family leaders in America. They're bringing them into Russia. And they're teaching the right things. They're receiving the right things. So that's encouraging. That's really, really encouraging. Here's another point. You know the Family Economics Conference we had last week?
Yeah.
Here in Denver?
Yeah.
I'm guessing about 20% of the attendees were Russian or Slavs.
Really?
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. They're the ones committed to restoring the family. In terms of, you know, the international community. The Russians are serious about restoring the family. And I'm very encouraged about that. Here's the other point that needs to be made, Steve. And that is that the battle is no longer between nations, but within nations.
That's true. That's very true. So we're not fighting somebody else. We're fighting from within. And that's how we will be destroyed, is from within.
Yeah, there's two parties. See, it's not the Russians versus the Americans anymore. Here's what it is. It's those within nations who are dedicated to destroying the family, faith, and freedom. And then there are those who are dedicated to preserving faith, family, and freedom. You follow me?
Oh, yeah.
And there are some in Russia who are dedicated to restoring and preserving faith, family, and freedom. And there are those who are dedicated to destroying it. Same thing in America. There are those dedicated to preserve, to do whatever they could possibly do to preserve faith, the Christian faith, family, and freedom. And that, of course, includes a biblical standard of morality as taught by churches, as promoted by Christian ministries, and a call to faith and repentance. Faith in Jesus Christ and repentance of our sins. Okay, where that happens, where there's a commitment to restoring faith, family, and freedom, I think we're going to see some nations preserved. I think the salt will preserve those nations. And again, it may be smaller states, but this, it's got to start somewhere, Steve. It's got to start at a conference where speakers are speaking this way. The Christian Home Educators of Colorado Conference is coming up in June.
Oh, yeah.
It's the 12th to the 14th of June in Denver, Colorado, where we hope to see 4,000 to 5,000 people come together and become the nucleus for those who will somehow preserve faith, family, and freedom for their kids and grandkids.
Yeah, we've got some. I'm the workshop's chairman of that. We've got some great speakers coming in. Some people that people I don't think have heard of before. A guy named Joel McDermott from American Vision. He has a section in that on his website called County Rights, and so he's going to come and talk about, you know, restoring this one county at a time.
Yeah.
And
great strategy, tremendous strategy.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. S.M. Davis is coming. He's going to talk about what to expect from your 12-year-old. And
yeah, just family issues.
Family issues. Why Satan wants your firstborn.
Yeah.
So great things coming. So yeah. And whole families. We're allowing all ages. Whole
kids,
families
kids
can
as
come.
Well. This is the first time in the history of Christian Home Educators of Colorado, as far as I remember, where the entire family is invited. And kids all ages. Come on down to the family conference. The Rocky Mountain Family Conference at the Merchandise Mart in Denver, June 12th to the 14th. For more info, it's check.org, CHEC.org. So not only do we have conferences in Russia, we have conferences in America
as well.
And you can come to these conferences and you can become the nucleus of those who will hang on to a generational vision for faith, family, and freedom for the years to come. So that family conference is the biggest thing done in the state of Colorado for the sake of the family.
Yeah.
I don't think that's an exaggeration. I don't know of another conference that speaks to 4,000 or 5,000 people.
Yeah. And we want to actually blow that out. We're hoping for 6,000 or 7,000 people.
6,000 or 7,000 people, friends, at the Denver Merchandise Mart, June 12th to the 14th. Check it out now at check.org, C-H-E-C.org on the web. At C-H-E-C.org on the web. And we're clear out of time. Steve, thanks.
You're welcome.
It's been good. Friends, I hope this has been helpful to you. It's been encouraging to you. We are in a battle for faith, family, and freedom in the 21st century. And the battle is happening here in the United States, right here in Colorado, as well as in Russia and all around the world. Join the battle. Hey, get on the right side. Check out information on our conferences at check.org, C-H-E-C.org. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.